Hey, if you like The Complete Guide to Everything and want to support the show without spending any additional money, here's a great way to do it. Do your Amazon shopping through tcgte.com/Amazon. That will bring you to the same Amazon that you know and love, and we get a little bit of kickback from everything that you buy.
Yes.
And no cost to you.
Yes.
So if you like the show, and you do it already, thank you. That's a great thing. If not, hey, why not give it a shot? It's free. tcgte.com/Amazon. Do it today.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm doing great. I've had a very busy week and a very fulfilling week.
How so?
I
haven't done shit.
Yeah, I've been out and about in New York City, Tom.
I've been to New York City this week, but just barely.
Yeah. I mean, you live in New York City.
Yeah, technically I've been in New York City this whole week, but...
Is this a thing, like, because we grew up mm-hmm. on Long Island.
Yeah.
So when you would go, if you went to New York City, which is technically five boroughs, right?
Yeah.
But, like, you'd only ever go to Manhattan or yeah. sometimes the Bronx if you're going to a Yankees game or the Bronx Zoo. So we were always just like, if you said, I'm going to the city,
mm-hmm.
you're basically talking Manhattan.
Well, and Brooklyn and Queens are part of the same island that makes up Long Island. They're
right.
not part of Long Island geographically, but they are geologically.
Ooh.
And nobody ever went to Staten Island for anything, so that was just out of the conversation.
I think Staten Island is unfairly maligned. Like, sure, I don't want to go there, but it seems
it's
nice.
It's this crazy thing I think about all the time. How like me and you were just talking about I guess technically like real estate, but just like. You know, where people live, and because that's also one of the...
You just made it sound like our off-mic conversations are way more high. We're talking about various real estate holdings.
Various investments.
And then we're like, hey, you can build a new burger at a McDonald's.
How market rates are affecting interest and... no, but...
Turn on the microphone and say, what's the proper etiquette to poop in public?
What?
Public bathrooms. We've talked about that.
I have something to put a pin in that for a minute.
I'm not gonna. if it's on me to remind us to get back on that track,
no, I'll get
consider that lost to history.
But we always talk one of the top conversations
Tim and Tomversations. That's what they call this show.
One of the top that would be a good podcast about this show.
Yeah.
One of the top conversations in
Chris
New York.
Chris Hardwick hosts Tim and Tomversations.
One of the top conversations anyone has in New York is just always about like where people live, looking for places, how much people pay for rent, what they got. Because it's regardless of, you're homeless or you're a billionaire, it's still like, did you get a deal? Did you find a good place?
And the thing is, like, I've totally...
Nobody's ever gotten a good deal.
It's cliche that,
some old woman in 1935 got a good deal.
No, I heard... there are people, persistent people, get good deals.
Yeah.
But mostly weird people get good deals.
Yeah.
And then, like,
because there's always, but there is one catch.
Exactly. And they're usually not up front with the catch until you
have to take a dumb waiter to get to the place.
Hey, man, we all got a little Webster in us. It's a cliche, but like you're allowed to ask anybody's rent without them being
personal thing.
I know exactly how much rent mm-hmm. every single one of my friends pays.
Well, you're always snooping through everybody's garbage.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, I know a lot about them.
Yeah, but I mean, you would never ask somebody how much money they make, but you would think nothing to be like, oh, this is a nice place. How much do you pay?
Yeah.
And you could figure out how much somebody made very quickly because the answer is always like less than double whatever their apartment costs them.
Right.
But anyway, my point for that was just going to be that you hear about, you know, people looking all over the place. People are always like, oh, this neighborhood's up and coming. This is up and coming. You never, ever, ever hear of anyone considering moving to Staten Island.
I think people, when they go to start a family.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it's like the suburbs.
Yeah, and it's
nice.
It's like inconvenient to get to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's isolated. If you're a young person, who's not interested in settling down, you want to be in the heart of everything.
Yeah,
you want to be mixing it up. Exactly.
You
don't want to be in Staten Island. You want to be in Sunset Park.
So the thing I put a pin in, they in San Francisco, I want to say it is, installed the first in America public outdoor bathroom, public outdoor urinal.
Wait, what?
A public outdoor urinal.
Like on the street?
Yep.
Where?
In San Francisco, I think. at a park. Basically, it's a park that has had a bunch of problems with public urination.
Yeah.
And they finally got to the point of like, you know what? Let's build a trough for people to piss in.
A pot to piss in.
Yeah. And it's a weird thing where it looks kind of like almost like a very tiny baseball backstop.
Okay.
You know, like a fence and then a tarp for some privacy.
Yeah, because like they're not going to build one of those urinals where it's just like,
yeah, it's not going to be porcelain.
Everybody's going to look at your wiener.
Yeah.
You know, when you go into like, what?
Hey, everyone's going to look at your wiener.
No, but you know the ones, there are different types of urinals.
Uh-huh.
Where like one is that you go in and it's like, oh, this offers some
everyone
privacy.
Everyone listening in England right now is going, it's your rhino.
And then there's another one where it's just basically like, hey, look, we're all dudes here.
Yeah.
Show me what you got.
Yep. Like the troughs.
Yeah.
Yeah. No privacy divider.
Yeah.
And my thing is, regardless of privacy, you just want a little protection. Everybody's, you know, you don't go to a gun range and you're like, oh, good, there's no dividers here. Somebody can just accidentally shoot me.
So are you one of those guys?
What?
I've been trying to locate these guys forever. Because when I am able to use a public restroom without making a GD mess of it. Number one, I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
But you go
and
in there.
What's number two? What's your second point?
You go in there and like these urinals, it's like, what the, like, is there, did you spring a leak in another part of that? Like, was it just shooting out like a fire? Like, how were you unable to control?
Oh, you got a spaghetti strainer at the end of that thing.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be an issue like, oh, yeah, we need dividers to protect us from.
Well, it shouldn't be an issue. And also, but you know what else? It shouldn't have people who pull their pants down all the way at the urinal either.
Nobody
but
does
people,
that.
Old children. Men do it.
Yeah, well.
Old men do it.
Old men do a lot of things.
And little boys do it, too.
Yeah.
Little boys, it's fine, I guess. But old men.
Look, old men, you just got to let them do what they're going to do. Old people are, Tom, I've had enough of this. People crapping all over old people. Uh-huh. Like, ooh,
I'm only crapping over the ones that, you know, if I have to see a naked rear end when I go in the bathroom.
Deal with it. They went to war.
Not some of them.
Yeah, well.
I'll start asking.
Yeah, it's like.
Hey, you with the trousers around his ankles.
I'm in my early 30s.
You fighting the big one?
I'm in my early 30s. And if some 25-year-old says anything to me about anything, like implying that like
that you're
they know
wrong.
More about the way the world works than I do, like somebody that's like a few years younger than me,
they're
I'm just
not...
like, go die. Get out of my face and die, you idiot. Have some respect. You don't know anything.
I fought in a war.
No, not even
I
that.
I fought in World War II, young man.
I'm not saying it's warranted, but it's like, I see it a lot, and this is one of my main. I have no beef with like the BuzzFeeds mm-hmm. of the world.
is that what you call young people?
No. Like that kind of like youth culture, yeah. like website or media organization or whatever.
But, Tim, you're talking like you're an 85-year-old
no,
man.
No.
I have no problem with websites.
No. No, this is my point. I'm not even that old.
Uh-huh.
But then you get this thing where some like 23-year-old writes an article mm-hmm. about like, oh, you never knew about this O.J. Simpson case trial. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. It's like, I know. Stop telling me that I don't know this stuff. You can write for fellow 23-year-olds. And that's fine with me. And you could be like, hey, this is a crazy thing. But I don't like that attitude of like, or that framing device of like, you never knew this. You won't believe this. It's like, yeah, well, actually, if you just lived through it, if you were just a couple years older, mm-hmm. you do know that stuff. You do. It was new to you. That's fine. But it's not new to everybody. And I think these old men at the urinal or the urinals are just like, hey, This is how I do it, and sure, you've developed new ways to pee in public. Fine, but guess what? This is the way.
Guess what? Didn't have elastic when I was coming up.
Exactly. So
you
so,
think I wind my pants around my ankles? I would have killed to be able to only zip yeah, my fly down.
So save it. Just give them respect. Let them do whatever they want to do. It's fine.
You think there's like old people websites that are like, oh, when you never knew about peeing at the urinal?
No,
you don't need to pull your pants all the way
down.
They have
like these conversations person to person over rotary phones.
Or that there's some real old people listening to this going like, oh, you idiots! Like, I know not to pull my pants down all the way. Don't tell me that that's a new way to pee.
Tom, I did something real quick.
Okay.
I did something. You ever do something that you don't know why you do it and you immediately regret it and then it's just awful for everybody involved?
Yeah, Tim, we've done almost 400 of them.
Hey-o. I was going to a concert last night with my girlfriend
mm-hmm.
and it was up at the Beacon Theater, and which is at 72nd and 74th Street.
Way uptown.
Yeah, kind of.
Not way, but uptown.
But so we looked up like, oh, because we don't go up there very often. We're like, mm-hmm. okay, we got to go to the 72nd Street station.
You're more downtown people.
Yeah, we're down. They call me Downtown Timmy. So we're standing on the platform waiting for the train, the subway.
Uh-huh.
And this like man in his early 40s, mm-hmm. very like posh looking,
mm-hmm.
but like hip posh. You know what okay. I mean? And he comes up to me in a British accent. I still can't do a British accent. Say this to me, Tom.
Okay.
Excuse me, does this train go to 72nd Street?
Excuse me, does this train go to 72nd Street?
And I was like, trying to be real helpful. So I was like, oh, yeah. And then he's like, this one on this track?
This one on this track?
And I was like, yeah. So you're going to the Beacon Theater, huh? Why did I do that?
You said that
to the man.
Yeah.
And then he said, yes.
Yes.
Are you a Jenny Lewis fan as well?
Are you a Jenny Lewis fan as well?
And I was like, yep, we're going to the show too. Fine, but the next train, I could see. When I originally started talking to this man for no reason, it was 5 minutes away. So we're going to be standing right next to each other for 5 minutes. You think this guy's not going to keep talking to me?
Well, yeah, I mean, because he thinks you're a talker.
Yeah, I'm not a talker.
Yeah, you
what the hell was I thinking?
You misled this man.
Yeah, so then he's asking me about the etiquette in America. Like, does he have to get there for
should
the
he,
opening?
Should he tip the subway driver?
Exactly. Should he take the lift up to his seats or stop by his friend's flat first?
Right.
And he's asking me all these questions.
Will there be enough urinals for everybody?
And my girlfriend mm-hmm. was like, I could tell, she was looking at me like, why did you start this?
Yeah.
Like not that she was like upset by it, but just like, this is not something you want to do. Yeah. Like, and please don't drag me into this. Yeah. So then he's asking like all these questions about concert etiquette and stuff. And it's like I don't want that. So I kind of just started cool guying him. And like, I was just like, I know what I'll do. I'll turn to my girlfriend, who's on the other side of me, mm-hmm. and like start a very quiet, private conversation.
Mm-hmm. I'll start pretending that I'm having a screaming match with my girlfriend.
Yeah,
under my breath.
And that didn't work because he kept like buttoning. It was weird. And then he got the hint, and then the train came, and he like went to a different train car. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he left that. Thinking I was a jerk,
yeah,
and probably. All I was helpful to him and a little bit friendly before I regretted being friendly.
Yeah, he left that thinking, boy, I thought we were allies.
Yeah, well, take this message to the king, sir. Yeah. Oh, and then he was also like, she's not, I was going to see Jenny Lewis.
Uh-huh.
He's like, she's not doing an extensive tour, is she? And I was like, no, I don't think so. Like,
what do you care?
I think she's just doing like Nashville, New York, and L.A. And he's mm-hmm. like, so she's not doing Europe, like the U.K. or anything? And I was like, no, I don't think so. And he went, good.
Did he come all that way just to see her in New York?
I guess.
But didn't really know?
Yeah, and he was like, oh, man, I live in London. She was playing down the street from me. Yeah. If he found that out, he would have been like, well, what the hell did I buy this plane ticket for?
Will she be offering any hints or tips from Super Mario Brothers 3?
A new game, she was heard to proclaim. The other thing was like, I was like, oh, well, maybe I should try to talk a little more. Maybe he'll recognize my voice from the podcast.
From the public address systems.
And then I'll look like a big man in front of my girlfriend.
For the first time.
She doesn't believe that I have a podcast. So.
Well, I mean, that's not a very...
I come home every now and it's like, hey, did you hear the latest podcast? She's like, yeah, in your dreams, pal.
Yeah, and she's like...
Like you would have a podcast.
Checking your collar for lipstick.
Yeah. All she finds are your dog's hairs.
Yeah. And she's like, what's this? Whose hairs are these? Whose short dog hairs?
I have to lie.
Yeah. What do you say?
It's the Grimace.
The Grimace?
Yeah. I've come from McDonald's, and I gave the Grimace a hug.
The Grimace has purple hair, not black hair.
Yeah, but, you know.
She doesn't know that.
She doesn't know. She's colorblind. But Tom,
mm-hmm.
now it's time for the main event. What everybody's here for. Talking, what?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you go.
Talking about groceries.
Yeah.
Everybody knows them. Everybody loves them.
Everybody eats them.
Yeah, you got to. This is America. You got to. You got to eat groceries.
Yeah. Well, not all the groceries, I guess.
It's like they say, pray the rosary and eat your groceries.
It's not what they say.
It's what they say, haven't you been? When's the last time you went to church?
Pray the rosary and eat some rosemary.
Oh, yeah, that might be true.
We're talking about groceries. This was a listener suggestion, right?
Yeah.
Because we were talking about groceries somewhat recently.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done a show, Tom,
mm-hmm.
but this, I think, was like probably like 5 or 6 years ago
mm-hmm.
called Supermarket Shopping.
Right.
But this is different.
Yeah, because things have changed.
Things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not necessarily talking about supermarkets. You can get groceries
at a grocery store.
A grocer.
Yeah.
A green grocer. Yeah. So hold your criticism mm-hmm. until you hear how different. I have no idea what we could have possibly talked about on the last one.
No, and I just realized that like the first story that popped in my head was probably one that I told on the last one, which was that the only time I knowingly shoplifted was as a little kid in a grocery store. And I didn't knowingly.
So
I stole
something.
You just
realized you incriminated yourself.
What's the statute of limitations?
You don't know what the statute of limitations is, and then you quickly backpedaled. No. But I have it on tape. Yeah. And as Tom... I'm as an assistant district attorney, I'm required now to investigate this.
Even though that grocery store shut down, I don't know, probably decades ago.
What grocery store was it?
King Cullen.
And where was it located?
I'd like my lawyer. No.
Every week we get through half an episode before, and then we had to wait and for your lawyer to come.
Yeah, I should really just have him come in the beginning.
If it was just like a, hey Tom, how was your week? On the advice of my counsel, I will not answer that question.
I do not recall. I stole a little hourglass.
An hourglass?
Yeah.
And were you playing Pictionary? This will be great.
It was that size, and in my head, I was like, this isn't something that the grocery store sells.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else left this here. They're not going to find it. I'm going to take it. And I took it, and then, like, once we got home, I was like, hey, check out what I have. And not thinking that my parents immediately would be like, well, that's not something we gave you. You right. don't have a job.
Right. You didn't have a job at the time?
No, I had a job at the time, but it didn't pay that much.
Right. You didn't have the disposable income necessary to just
right.
buy a miniature hourglass.
A lot of responsibilities. Luckily, they didn't do that thing of, like, making me, like, march back or anything.
Yeah.
Because
that's embarrassing for them, too. Like, hey, look, we raised a scumbag.
Well, and I think they, too, were, like, not 100% sure it was something that the grocery store sold. Right. Didn't have a price tag on it or anything, so.
Anything without, this is law, Tom. Mm-hmm. This is legal advice. Anything without a price tag, free.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to know that it's even for sale?
Remember, when you used to just be able to switch a price tag on something, get it cheap?
No. Like in sitcoms in the 80s?
Yeah.
Like on Saved by the Bell?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess they always like were scanning UPC codes like in our lifetime, though. Yeah.
And also, like, they know how much things cost.
Yeah. Did you ever go to one of those grocery stores when you were a kid that would rent vacuums, like the big vacuums?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you ever rent one of those big vacuums?
Yeah. I didn't. My family did. Yeah,
lucky.
No, it smelled terrible.
I always was like, why? Just because,
I think the chemicals in them, like, give you bad diseases, too.
I just always was, like, curious about them. I was just like, that's the one thing we don't do at this grocery store is rent the vacuum cleaner. Why don't we rent a vacuum cleaner? See what happens. Spice things up a bit.
No dice.
No.
Well, you should have come over to my family.
Yeah. Get to see how it all works.
No, because you steam cleaned a rug.
Yeah.
And then you couldn't go in the room that had the TV in it for like hours.
It was like a sauna in there.
It was like all wet. The rug. You couldn't walk on the rug. The carpeting stunk. Tom.
Uh huh.
You don't know how great you had it
with my little hourglass
in your little with your little hourglass in your dirty house.
but what besides stealing hourglasses and renting vacuum cleaners, Tim? What did you want to talk about,
Tom,
in regards to groceries?
Well, here's the thing: I feel like I went from being garbage child
mm-hmm.
to a garbage teenager
mm-hmm.
to a garbage college kid
mm-hmm.
to a garbage adult.
Yes.
And then within the last couple of years, I became a less garbage adult.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you start to do grocery shopping for yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I would credit all that 100% to your girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm not.
I don't want you passing this off like this was your idea.
No. I was totally forced into this life of somewhat respectability.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't do regular grocery shopping
mm-hmm.
probably till I was 29 years old. How often do you go to the grocery store?
I go there all the time because I live next door to one.
Yeah, so how many times a week?
Oh, at least 5 times a week.
Yeah, yeah, me too, right?
Yeah.
If I had asked you when you were 25.
Once every few months.
Right?
Yeah.
And you'd go and you'd like, you wouldn't look at prices. I would never look at prices. I'd buy all the best stuff. Uh-huh. I'd never eat any of it. Yeah. I'd never prepare
stuff
it.
Stuff that I'd, would go bad the next
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I'd still just order burritos and eat pizza. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I ate from age. In college, I ate a lot of quesadillas and Lucky Charms because I had the dining hall. Mm-hmm. But after graduating college, I never made a meal.
Yeah.
What were we eating? We were roommates for most of this time. What did we eat?
Tim, I made dinner for you every night.
No, you had a girlfriend for a lot of those years.
Yeah.
So, like, she made you food, I guess?
Or we would cook together.
You wouldn't cook
together.
We'd
cook together.
What would you cook together?
All kinds of things.
Yeah?
Yeah. Roast duck.
Oh, really?
I'm at least, and I'm sure you are too, much better at like knowing myself when I go grocery shopping.
Oh yeah, I buy things that I'll consume.
Yeah, exactly. Like I don't buy stuff that just sits and goes bad, or stuff that I'm like super ambitious. Like, oh, I'll make a big Thanksgiving dinner. Like, nah, come on.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get a taco kit. I'm gonna make tacos.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And don't bother getting any veggies for him. Just get the cheese.
Yeah. That's all you need.
That's all you need. Meat and cheese.
Although they've gotten a lot better with veggie type stuff. I mean, the biggest thing is just salads in a bag.
Oh, you get those?
Don't look down your nose at me.
Those are so expensive, Tom.
Yeah, Tim. I don't care.
So much money for the salad in the bag.
The thing is, it's expensive, but it's really only expensive in comparison to how much those things would cost on their own.
Right.
And it's a lot cheaper than buying a salad.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So shove that up your ass.
Yeah, well, I will. Tim,
you don't have to.
That's why I don't buy the bagged salad, Tom.
I get the bagged salad that has double carrots.
Well, there you go.
I like carrots. Never used to like carrots when I was a kid. Now, carrots are great.
So I started grocery shopping maybe like 4 years ago, but I've only like bought produce like in the last year.
Okay.
And one thing I'm always amazed at, the checkout clerks.
They know what they are.
They know, like, if I buy a thing of basil, they know that it's basil and not parsley.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Or, like, I buy apples.
These people are way better at their jobs than I've ever been at any of my jobs.
I buy apples a lot. I got six different types of apples, six different prices.
Yeah, there's a Fuji. Yeah, there's a Honeycrisp.
Yeah, they know. They don't even ask.
And I'm like an old man now. I'm making sure cuz I'm
that's a honey.
Well, I'm ready to do that.
That one's on sale, honey.
Yeah.
I have it in the circular right here.
Tom, I'm prepared to do that cuz I'm a penny-pinching miser. But at least at my local C town, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't make mistakes. And what I've read, Tom, I've read about some unscrupulous practices.
Oh, where they, like, mark things on sale that aren't on sale?
Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a few. You tell me if that you happens, might have been a victim of these.
That happens at my supermarket all the time, by the way. That, like, things will be marked that they're on sale, and then they don't ring up for that price.
You know what they've started doing in suburban areas?
What's that?
Putting TVs near the checkout counters.
Oh, to distract people?
To distract people. Uh-huh. So you got the idiot box there.
Yeah.
And then
it's probably just showing ads.
Yeah, but you're drawn to it.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is better than watching somebody...
watching numbers for 10 seconds.
Yeah. Right? It is.
Yeah. Well, I only... Like, I'm able to keep a close eye just because it's so close and I go there all the time. Like, I never really do like big shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only really getting, most of the time, like 10 things or less.
Chips.
No.
Salsa.
No.
More chips.
Yes.
Beer.
Yes.
What is your most purchased item, do you think, if you broke it down?
Probably sandwiches.
Oh, you buy pre-made sandwiches.
I buy pre-made sandwiches.
That doesn't count as
groceries. Or sometimes I go to the deli and I have them make me sandwiches.
A full prepared meal is not in the spirit of what we're talking about today, Tom.
My most purchased item there is probably soda. Like, it's the one thing that I'll go there even if I don't need anything else and be like, no, I need soda, though. It used to be dog food, but now I order dog food online.
Huh. And you've cut back on your intake. sorry, my bad.
Yeah. So, like, if I would go buy soda, a lot of times I'd be like, oh, they got some ice cream on sale. Let me get some of that ice cream, too. And then I'll notice, I'd be like, hey, that ice cream's on sale.
Do you call them out? Because I used to be too afraid to call them out because I'd be like... And these were more unscrupulous establishments than my local C-Town. But I would always be like, well, they probably know.
You coward.
That's how I go.
They probably know this teenage girl working here. She probably knows.
Sure. Teenage girls are pretty smart sometimes. Some of them are scholar athletes.
It's true.
Some of them might be in the honor society.
No, I'm... You know what? Like, I'm there enough. I know enough of
they know not to mess with you.
No. I know enough of the checkout girls that, like...
Because you're checking them out?
that's why they're called... I call them that.
Children, Tom.
That it's not a, like... It's not an aggressive thing to be like, oh, actually, it said over there.
Let me mansplain this. honey, here's what you're going to do. You're going to rescan that at the correct sale price.
No, because I ask honestly, because sometimes I do ask and they're like, oh, yeah, well, it's, you know, the... Only like these flavors of that cereal, not, you know, these flavors are on sale. A lot of times the stuff that's on sale is just, you can tell if it's correctly on sale or not because it's expired.
Oh, that's how they do it?
Yeah. That's the one thing that I always have to keep an eye on at this place is stuff that's expired.
Stuff that's expired is fine.
For the most part, yeah. And I have bought stuff that... No, seeing that it's expired and knowing, like, yeah, but this stuff doesn't really go bad. It's fine.
Fruit roll-ups?
No, like beef. No. Well, I do buy, like, sometimes they'll have good meat sales because stuff's going about to go bad. But then I just take that and throw it in the freezer.
Yeah, or just eat it right away.
Don't even cook it. Just eat it.
No, if it's hot enough, cook it on the sidewalk right outside.
Yep. So those are some of my shopping tips, Tim.
Here are some ways that they're going to screw
you. I get cheap beer next door all the time. I'm drinking a cheap beer right now because they have beer that's expired or like not even expired. It's just like out of season.
Right.
So like they
you like seasonal beer because you like gimmicks.
Yeah.
Oh, I like a good winter ale. Oh, I like a good autumn ale.
But they've got like you know, Christmas time beer down there that's, you know, like,
Tom, what are you, crazy? It's not the Yuletide season.
That's less than half the price. But it's just like, yeah, we can't sell because, you know, it clearly has like Santa on it, so people know it's a little bit old. But I got a newsflash for you, that Budweiser next to it was probably made, you know, even before then. It's fine.
We'll check the born-on date, Tom.
Yeah, nobody's ever like, oh, I got E. coli from drinking this old beer.
You don't know if that's ever happened.
It's not that beer goes bad. I mean, eventually it goes bad, but it's just that it gets stale or whatever.
Yeah, that's why I only drink mead.
Yeah. There you go.
Mead.
Room temperature mead.
Yeah. I make my own.
So what were you going to tell me about scams to look out for?
Yeah,
too?
Don't you want to know some of these scams?
Yeah, tell me.
All right, number one.
Mm-hmm.
The classic Whole Foods scam that they got dinged on.
What was that, pickle water or something?
No,
cucumber water?
That was... Who knows what that was? But I'm just
asparagus water.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
I'm just sick of people talking about this. Everybody acted like that was friggin' Watergate, and it's like, yeah, it was a dumb thing that some idiot did there.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's one of those things. Like, you know, these websites. There's this website like Consumerist. These websites.
Yeah,
you know,
Tim, you've got so many problems with websites.
I like Consumerist, but sometimes.
They need content.
Yeah, and it's just like, would you believe this bottle of ranch dressing is $69? It's like, no, it was.
I think that one was a joke, Tim.
It was like, yeah. It was like, no, it's mislabeled. It's mislabeled. So it's like somebody making $7 an hour, like, printed the wrong label and put that on there.
Yeah, as a joke.
As
a funny joke.
Yeah. And then they act like, well, I guess Trader Joe's has a lot to answer for here. It's like, no, probably just that
the president could not be reached for comment.
Yeah, calm down, everybody.
Yeah.
But just blatantly, all right, scam number one.
Okay.
On the stuff, like meat that's sold by the pound, just blatantly lying on how much it weighs. So you gotta pound
bring
steak.
Bring your own scale.
You gotta bring your own scale.
BYOS.
There's got to be an app, right? That you can. Put
I mean, you
can
bring
raw
it,
meat on.
You can bring it over by the fruit and vegetables. Put it on those scales.
You can't put like a pound of chicken breasts in the scales where like people put their fruit.
Well,
everybody'll get salmonella.
Put your fruit in there first, then put the chicken.
That's the buffer.
Yeah.
Right. Scam number two.
Uh huh.
Pack it with ice.
Pack what with ice?
You ever see like they have meat in a package and there's all this ice in it too? I got news for you. With the ice in there.
Yeah, of course they weigh it with the ice, but I've never seen that.
Yeah, but ice weighs literally a ton. Tom, a ton of ice?
Yeah.
Literally a ton.
Heavier than a ton of feathers.
No, Tom? Yeah, no, that checks out.
I've never seen things packed with like ice packs or just
fresh
ice,
like ground up ice. You see it a lot more in fish.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Because you don't want it just right up against the meat. I don't buy fish.
Why not?
It smells fishy.
Right. Am I wrong in assuming that like bad fish will do you way worse than bad anything else?
Yeah, bad fish can kill you, Tim. Haven't you ever watched Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares?
Yeah, but here's the other thing.
It's raw!
Yeah, but the raw fish, people eat that in sushi all the time.
It has to be fresh, though.
All right. Okay. Here's another thing they do, Tom. They weigh the packaging with the meat.
Yeah, I know all these things, Tim. That's how I don't think that they weigh something and then they're like, all right, now let's meticulously put everything together. How much could the packaging weigh?
Sometimes up to a tenth of a pound.
Okay, so what?
So if something's $24 a pound.
Uh-huh, and I'm buying 10 pounds of it.
No, and you're buying 1 pound.
What's $24 a pound? What the hell am I buying? Caviar?
Filet mignon.
Oh, I'm not buying filet mignon.
Well, you're not, but some people like me have expensive tastes.
Well, if you're buying filet mignon, though, you want to go...
That's an extra $2.50 right
don't
there.
Don't buy it from the freezer. Go right to the butcher and say, give me a fresh filet mignon.
Yeah, and sometimes he won't hit the tear button on the...
Measure it in front of him. And measure it with the scale I brought.
Well, yeah. Well, if you can afford your own scale, but then you likely don't have money to buy the filet mignon.
Yeah.
It's catch 22. That's how they get you.
Remember, like a few months ago, you came over and I was like, oh, I got this kitchen scale in here. Like, are you selling drugs? And I was like, yeah, I am. And you were like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you're the unscrupulous guy.
I was like, no, it's a kitchen scale. You had already called the cops.
Yeah, but what are you measuring? What's the last thing you measured on that thing?
Coffee.
What?
Coffee.
You measure you weigh your coffee?
Sometimes, yeah, if I want to get it right.
Ugh. You're the worst.
No, I like having, because I've never had like a digital kitchen scale. It's great.
I know, I have one as well.
Oh, what are you doing, selling drugs?
No, I make my own food. I know you don't make your own food.
Make your own food.
Yeah. Out of my waste.
Oh. Anyway.
Like the Martian.
Yeah, he didn't make it. Tim, I
he
don't think
fertilized
you were paying
it.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't yeah. eating his poop. Is that what you thought that movie was about?
Kind of.
What,
it's like,
what,
this Matt Damon's a sick puppy.
What are the other scams? Those all the scams?
Look, here's what you got to do. Mm-hmm. If you're buying like veggies or something, mm-hmm. and you
eat as much of them as you can before weighing them.
You have, let's say you want green beans. Mm-hmm. And there's like a tub of green beans that you have to use tongs and put them into a bag,
yeah.
right? And then mm-hmm. weigh them and then figure out how many. Or if you're like, oh, there's a bunch of green beans all packaged up here.
Yeah.
Don't get those packaged up ones.
Uh-huh.
They're hiding the rotten ones on the bottom.
All right. I never buy any of the packaged up vegetables.
No, I'm not. You buy bagged salad. Tom.
Yeah, but that's
like
I don't buy any packaged thing that isn't packaged because it's like already been chopped up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, you know, like the supermarket, like if you're buying Brussels sprouts, it's easy to just grab a thing, right?
Well, yeah, I guess if it's like a small thing, but like I always see like the bags of potatoes and I'm like, nah, I'm going to pick out my own potatoes.
I don't know how to pick out a potato. I always just get the biggest ones.
Get the ones without dirt on them.
They all have dirt on them, Tom.
Well, maybe at your supermarket.
Yeah. Comes fresh from the ground.
No, but
fertilized by Matt Damon's poop himself.
I always see that with the apples. They sell like the bags of apples, and I'm like, why would I do that?
Well, you're one man.
Yeah.
Some of the
I am but one man.
Yeah. I had to buy. I have five mouths to feed, Tom.
You still got enough time to take a gander at each apple real quick.
I don't know. Some people don't have that kind of time. Some people say, you know what? Life's too short.
Yeah. Well, those people are throwing out bad apples at the end of the week. Tim, half the pictures on my phone are just labels that I see at the supermarket. These labels are just written for the dumbest people.
Go on. Is this going to be like a Jay Leno found item?
Have you seen this? Have you seen this in the supermarket? No, they're just... All right. So, yesterday I went to the supermarket, but then today I made some things with the things that I bought. And my big thing nowadays, Tim, my favorite thing, easy...
Whiskers on kittens.
What is that? Oh. Oh, a few of my favorite things. No, this is just one of my favorite things.
Right.
That I've just been making simple lunches where I make a salad. I use one of these bags of salad.
Mm-hmm. So you don't make anything.
I put some... No, because I grill up some chicken while I cook it in my sous vide, and then I grill it. Oh, it's so good, Tim. So succulent.
Okay.
I put some cashews in there.
Uh-huh.
And then I have my new favorite salad dressing.
Newman's Own Caesar.
No. It is buffalo blue cheese.
Okay. You like anything buffalo.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I'll eat anything buffalo, and I'll love it. So if I can have a salad that's buffalo, great. I'll eat salad for lunch every day. Especially if I can put a few cashews in there, too. So this is great because it's basically just, you know, blue cheese dressing, mm-hmm. but they just put a little hot sauce in it.
Sure.
Great. Why didn't somebody think of this sooner? Because that's what's missing.
Tom,
but here's
you
the thing.
Are the target market for, like, what's two things we can combine. And it's always buffalo and some kind of cheese.
Yeah. Usually blue. Well, Tim... That's where I don't have a lot of time to mix buffalo and hot sauce.
Not like
together.
Me. I make my own dang ranch dressing.
That's true. You haven't even talked about that yet.
No, because you made fun of me incessantly for making my own ranch dressing.
Yeah.
You're just you're a tool of the Hidden Valley Corporation, Tom.
But here's the thing, Tim. On the buffalo blue cheese bottle, it has a big picture and a big sign on it.
Skull and crossbones.
Yeah.
Biohazard.
Yeah, it says for pirates only, I assume. That says great for wings. Of course it's great for wings. That's where you got the fucking idea. Great for wings.
People need to have permission to use some. They're not like you. They're not like you who takes the world by the balls and says, this is the way it's going to be. I'm going to put whatever I want on whatever I want and then freaking eat it. People are like, please add wizards.
Can we use these for wings, do you think? No, I don't think so. It doesn't say it on the bottle.
Check the bottle.
Yeah. Idiots. Great for wings. It'd be like if you buy milk at the store and it says great for cereal.
I'm sure there is a gallon of milk somewhere that says great cereal for milk. Cereal. Yeah.
Idiots. Great for chocolate milk, but it's regular milk. But anyway, and the thing is, it's not great for wings.
Wait, you just said no.
Because you don't. So what are you going to do? Just make like tasteless plain wings and then dip them in this?
Yeah, coat them with it.
No.
And then you don't have to dip it in the blue cheese.
I don't think that would work. I'm going to try it, though.
See? That's all they want. They want some idiot to blow $3.99 trying it on a batch of
wings. I mean, that's the thing.
You're going to be the laughing stock of your Super Bowl party, Tom.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go buy more. And they're going to be like, how did you get through that bottle so quick?
Yeah.
Like, I took the advice of the label.
Do you feel embarrassed when you're checking out at the grocery store and you're buying ingredients for one meal and then now the clerk knows what you're planning on eating for dinner?
You're buying ingredients for one meal and one roll of toilet paper.
Pretty much. It's the same thing. It's like, I get the same thing.
That's why I always buy 100 rolls of toilet paper at once.
I get the same feeling that I get when I go and buy like an old El Paso taco kit, an onion, a tomato, a bag of cheese, some lettuce, and some beef. Like, and that's all I'm buying. I feel like they're going to think I'm just a loser. I get the same feeling that I get when I walk into a bodega and it's just like, just this one roll of toilet paper. It's like, oh, the only reason you're buying this one roll of toilet paper is because in less than 2 minutes, you're going to be defecating. And this is an emergency. I don't want anybody knowing too much about me.
I think I've gotten past, I used to think that way, but I think I've gotten past assuming that everyone's thinking that much.
Yeah, or caring. Why does anybody care if I'm having taco night?
And the guy at the bodega doesn't care if you're going to take a shit 5 minutes later.
Well, maybe.
He's not going to be there. You're not asking to use his room.
If you were like, all right, and now I'd like to use.
Now, he'd be happy. He'd be like, great, you're not using up my inventory.
Wait, no, because then he doesn't make a sale. Oh, his personal inventory.
Yeah, his personal inventory.
You can't talk about a shop owner's inventory and talk about his personal
His
items.
Personal inventory, not the shop's inventory.
It's very confusing. That's a very confusing way you phrased that.
No, I mean, I go into the place next door all the time and just buy soda. And they must be thinking, that guy's going to go home and drink all that soda.
Yeah, but they're right.
Yeah, I tell them, I'm going to go home and drink all this soda.
Just you wait and see. I'll be back with these empty cans for these BS bottle deposits.
Yeah. No, I don't do that. But I don't really care what I'm buying in front of them. I'm trying to think, like, I'm not buying like hemorrhoid powder or anything. And keep all that stuff behind glass. Behind bulletproof glass.
Hemorrhoid powder?
Sure. Well, no, just like all the toiletries they keep behind glass, which I don't like.
Yeah.
Like Q-tips and deodorant.
Yeah, I went to a drugstore the other day. I went to get deodorant, and it's not locked.
Oh, it's in one of the things where it goes like, pee-doo, pee-doo,
yeah, you open it up to grab a thing, and it's like, hey, this guy's got smelly armpits.
We got a stinker. We got a stinker.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we all have smelly armpits. Yeah. That's why it's not like I'm...
Stinker alarm.
I'm not getting it to use right now.
Yeah. Stinker in aisle two.
Yeah. And I am a little stinker. Everybody knows I'm usually there with my oversized lollipop. I'm wearing my little Lord Fauntleroy outfit.
Well, they must. I guess deodorant gets stolen a lot.
Does it? But also, nobody bats an eye. It's not like they hear that and then like
you got everybody on you.
Then all of a sudden there's five armed
guards.
Like
I get, that they do that stuff with like condoms because it's like, oh, people are embarrassed and people would, especially like teenagers, would rather steal it than
right.
And like pregnancy tests, same thing. Like they keep those behind the counter or they make it alarm thing because people steal those out of embarrassment.
Right.
But nobody's stealing deodorant out of embarrassment. They're stealing deodorant because they can't afford it or they're going to flip it. They're going to sell it.
Do you think that hipster homeless guy caused them to do that?
Who's the hipster homeless guy?
Remember they made like somebody like Vice made a
video about him. He was having sex in my building.
Yeah.
Or the building next to mine.
Well, great. But he would go into like drugstores.
Oh, and use like
the deodorant and the hair gel and then just put it back on the shelves.
Yeah. Was it the spray deodorant or the roll-on, though?
I don't know. That guy probably didn't care one way or another.
It's true.
Spray deodorant still a thing that's allowed to be?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I'd never used that in my life.
I could see how that was a hard sell when people were like, when they were like, you guys can't spray this stuff anymore. It's ruining, like, the atmosphere. It's ruining the ozone. I think people were like, what, deodorant? Shut up.
Donald Trump said he hates it, that he wants it back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Man.
He was complaining about his hairspray.
Did you see this?
He was. I'm not making a joke.
I know. Mm. Did you see this picture of Donald Trump as a bald man?
No. A real picture?
No. It's like a artist rendering, but they gave him like, you know, from the eyebrows up, they gave him like Ed Asner's head or something. And it's like, oh, he just looks like a regular old man.
Yeah.
He should just do that. I think he'd be taken a lot more seriously if he was just like, oh, this is a bald guy.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be seen as so successful.
Yeah, I guess.
He wouldn't have that thick, luxurious head of hair.
I just wish he would learn to accept himself.
Yeah.
That's what I hope happens at the end of the win or lose. I just hope he's happy with himself at the end of the day. He can look in the mirror and not have to posture. Not have to puff himself up,
mm-hmm.
not have to cite all his accomplishments, but just be happy being Donald.
You want to solve a problem?
I think I just did. Hello and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. I'm one of your hosts, Tim.
I'm Tom.
And today we're going to solve a problem, maybe two.
Somebody's drying their hair.
In the same room as us, it sounds like. Tom, this comes from a lady.
Okay.
Who does not wish us to use her name. What do you think her name should be?
Let's call her Miranda.
Miranda, like the rights.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda says, please change my name just to be safe. I've written to you before, but this time I have a problem that maybe you can help me with. This falls into that category of, how do you make new friends in your 30s without being creepy? The backstory is this.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, a friend moved out of town and she had a going away party. At this party, I met and hung out with a friend of hers who I ended up having a lot in common with.
Okay.
We connected on Facebook and talked about hanging out, but we never actually met up again. Just to clarify, we're both girls, early 30s, we're both in relationships, so it's just a new friend kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I always see the kinds of things she posts on Facebook, and she's always doing basically what I would be doing, checking out new breweries, hand-making Halloween costumes.
What I would be doing.
Having a David Bowie movie marathon after his passing, etc. A few times when our mutual friend has been in town and we hang out, I mentioned how we should all get together sometime again.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel like a total creeper reaching out without this mutual friend because it's been a few years now, and I don't want to say, hey, remember me? We're basically the same person, so let's be friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, she posted a HuffPost article, Huffington Post, Tom, a HuffPost article about some new app, quote, for female friendships.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And said how this would be great to meet new lady friends. She's made other comments about not knowing many girls who are into the same thing she is. I feel the same way in that I have some great friends, but I'm definitely the odd one out with my interests. So my question is, should I reach out to this person? Is that way too weird? I asked you to change my name because, for all I know, she really is into all the same stuff I am, and she listens to your show.
Yeah.
Thanks for the help. Love the podcast. Take care.
Did you see this app?
No.
It's for women to make friends. So it's like Tinder, but with nothing sexual.
Okay.
And or relationship-y, and just for women, just make friends with other women.
What's it called?
I don't know.
We got to get on this app, Tom.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, this is my advice.
You're burping like the Jinx right now. You're starting to say sentences, and then you're stopping, and it's like...
Kill them all, of course.
With the burping.
And the burping. I'd say that this is a handwriting from the same person. this Miranda needs to get off her duff and ask this girl to just hang out.
Yeah, ask her out on a romantic date. Yeah. And imply that there's something sexual about
it,
right?
Yeah, go to her house, break in, put rose petals everywhere.
Tom, I don't know if you've had this. I've had this. It's when I go out in a group where like it's they're mutual friends of my friends out there, where it's more than one friend group there.
A mixing of friend groups.
Yeah. And we're drinking, mm-hmm. and like this has happened to me where it's like we'll be like, "This dude rules." Like, "Yeah, this dude rules. Let's be best friends," or whatever. Uh-huh. And it never works out. I don't think it's possible to make that happen. It should be possible.
Well,
it theoretically,
but you're
should be
saying
out.
it never works out. Do you guys make an effort to hang out?
No, because it'd be too weird.
But that's the thing. I don't think it would be weird.
Tom, who's the last new friend you made? Somebody that you hung out with one-on-one, mm-hmm. and you don't have to say who, but when was it that you hung out with one-on-one?
And it was like a new person. It was a first time hanging out with
yeah.
somebody one-on-one.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's probably been a while.
Like,
but
probably 10 years.
No, it hasn't been 10 years. No.
Really?
Yeah.
It might have been 10 years for me.
No. I mean, it's easy. Like, I'm including, like, old work friends that I made that
doesn't
like,
count.
No, because at a certain point it does jump the like me and you are gonna go out for a beer together and like it's just gonna be me and you.
Yeah. That's like,
and like we're gonna both make an effort to not talk exclusively about work.
How many people do you have? I think this is what it's mostly about.
I know what this girl can do, by the way, but continue.
As you get into your 30s, mm-hmm. I think the amount of people that you hang out with one-on-one,
yeah,
those
that
circles
narrows.
Close,
yeah.
right? Because like people like go off and have families mm-hmm. and move away. It's like right now.
Or I think just in general, people are busy. And people realize, like, oh, shit, I wasted a lot of time.
Yeah.
So then it's like, well, one-on-one hangout. Well, what's the end going to be there?
You have, like, a transactional kind of
with everything I do.
Mindset
every person I talk to.
What do you think Miranda can do?
Oh, I was going to say, like, because I'm thinking in my head, like anyone that I've become, like, friends with in this way,
you really are
jinxing it up.
Yeah, I'm legitimately afraid of you right now.
Anyone that I've become friends with in the past few years in this way of like making a new friend, and in a lot of these cases it's been, you know, like a friend of a friend, and you know, hung out, not like, oh, somebody I just met or whatever, you gotta be like, hey, I have an extra ticket to a thing I know you're interested in. You interested?
Ah, yeah.
Because like I've made like I've cemented friendships that way with like people I've hung out with in groups.
Yeah, that's true.
And then later I've gotten a random text of like, hey, I know this is random, but I know you like so-and-so. You know, the person I was going to go with dropped out. And especially like she can even say if she's afraid that it might seem romantic, she could be like, oh, I was going to go with my partner, but, you know, they can't make it.
Yeah. You know what? I think it's also
that might make it seem like it's romantic.
Yeah, that's
you don't even need to do that. You can just say, I have an extra ticket to this. You interested?
I don't think it's that weird. And I think you, Miranda, will think it's weird, and that other person will probably think it's weird, just in that way that like everyone in our generation is like, that's so awkward. Mm-hmm. Isn't it so awkward? But it's also like,
but
no,
it's also adorkable.
Yeah, it's adorkable. it shouldn't be awkward.
No.
So just do it. You know, like Nike says.
Yeah. Just do this.
Just do it. Yeah, I don't think there needs to be that much thought put into it. I think you're overthinking it. Yeah. I think you're
But
in
I
your
do
head.
Think go to like a concert or a sport or even like maybe not a movie, concert or sport, because I think you need to be able to like kind of talk to each other. Movies are kind of awkward because you sit there for 2 hours not talking.
Concert, I think, is even maybe take a pottery class.
No, don't make it like a big thing.
No,
just
and then
like...
it's like Ghost. Then she could sit behind her at the wheel and guide her hands.
Like a ghost?
Like the ghost? No. It's like the movie, The Ghost.
Just find a concert. And like, oh, find a concert on like StubHub that there are plenty of tickets. And then
go to a WNBA game together.
And then be like, find a concert that you know has plenty of tickets. Text her in the day and be like, hey, I have tickets for this thing tonight. And if she says okay, then go and buy the tickets immediately.
No.
And hope that they didn't sell out.
No, you know what? That's too disingenuous because that's a weird origin story.
They don't
like,
need to know. You take that to your grave.
Find somebody that you know she likes based on your Facebook stalking and be like, hey, do you want to go to this concert? Just do it. Just take the plunge, man. And don't make a big deal of like, hey, we should be friends. Hey, we should be friends. Just skip the part where like you're proposing a friendship and just
And keep
be
the invite
friends.
Short and sweet.
Like every time
don't be like, hey, I know this is awkward and like...
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, it's me. Don't say it's me. Don't be too casual.
Yeah. She'll be like, I don't recognize you.
Like,
voice.
Hey, it's Miranda, you know, Sally's friend. I remember you saying you like rock and roll music. Would you be interested in going to this concert?
You know what? See, here's the thing. Act like the friend that you want to be. Tom, every time I call you up, every time I text you and be like,
Dress for the job you want.
Every time I'm like, hey, Tom, you want to get a drink? Yeah. I'm not like, hey, Tom, I think we get along, right?
Yeah.
So why? I think just the two of us should go to a bar, and I think you like beer, and I like beer, so maybe we should have a beer together. No, I just go, hey, you want to get a beer?
Yeah, and then, I do think that that's awfully forward of you.
Well, yeah, but sometimes...
But it works, but hey, you get results.
Yeah.
You get to hang out with me.
Yeah, I learned everything I need to know from...
Befriending Tom.
No, that man, that dating man with the hat.
What dating man with the hat?
The man with the top
Tim,
hat.
Tim, who have you been talking to?
Never mind. Yeah, just act like you're her friend already. Just be like, hey, you want to go to this thing? Don't even be like, oh, I know you
hey,
like this.
Hey, you want to go to this thing, you stupid asshole? Like, you know, you're already chummy.
Yeah, you already got a good rapport. We take shots at each other.
If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, you can email us thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. You can find out more on our website.
Oh, wait, a website?
TCGT.com. You can also support the show by pledging to it through Patreon, TCGT.com/pledge.
This week's amazing facts on Patreon is about bugs.
Creepy crawlies.
Cockroaches.
You can also support us, as Tim said at the top of the show, TCGT.com/Amazon. You can like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Complete Guide. You can follow us on Twitter, @Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @TomReynolds.
You follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @YourPalTim. Did you say the same thing like five times in a row?
I may have.
Just happened to you.
I think I got them all, though. I was trying to just remember them all.
Killed them all, of course.
What am I doing?
You know, the Jinx sentenced to 7 years today.
For gun possession, right? Yeah. He'll get out.
He always does. And they're just like, well, that wily Jinx. Oh, you're free to go.
Jinx. Yeah.
Jinx does it again.
He'll be back here next week.
Oh, God. I think I need to meet the Jinx.
Tim, you don't need to meet the Jinx.
No. I think it's the only, it's like,
the only way you won't be afraid of him.
He's the only person I am like consistently afraid of.
Yeah, but Tim,
I'm afraid
you
that
don't
he
need
can
to be
burst out of any door in this room right now.
You don't need to be afraid of him. And meeting the Jinx isn't gonna.
It'll demystify it a little.
No,
bit.
If anything, it might mystify it more.
No, I don't
know. You'll be waiting in the visiting room. You'll be waiting for the
y'all
Jinx.
You'll be waiting for the Jinx.
You'll be waiting for the Jinx, and you'll be waiting there, like looking through the glass, and then all of a sudden you'll hear, "You want to see me?" And he'll be right behind you, and you didn't even hear him coming.
Yeah, you know what? And then I'll be like, that wasn't that bad. And if I survive, yeah. I can leave there and going, I survived.
Yeah, but you wouldn't.
I looked the Jinx right into his Jinx eyes.
Yeah.
And I lived to tell the tale.
You'd never know. You'd always be second guessing every time you saw a mute old woman. You'd always be second-guessing whether that was really a mute old woman or the Jinx.
Here's the thing, Tom. When the Jinx dies... I'm not going to believe that he's dead.
No, nor should you.
No, nor should anybody. No, we should always, till the end of time.
The government should put out a message like, by all reports, the Jinx died today, but we'd like to remind our citizenship to...
Remain vigilant.
Remain vigilant of the Jinx.
Yeah. For eternity, we should always be on the lookout for the Jinx.
Just keep an eye out for the Jinx. All right. Well, that's all for this week. Until next week, keep an eye out for the Jinx.